Tech Talk. Welcome to Tech Talk. Today we have another interview, and this is a double interview with Lizzie Hogan. Well, Elizabeth Hogan, whatever. And Nick Bell. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
We're gonna be asking them questions just like we did with Pam, and as you know, our news flash last episode explained all that stuff. But let's get started. So, where do you work, Lizzie?
I work for a marketing company called LaRose & Co. I'm the director of operations and co-owner.
Interesting. Where do you work, Nick?
I am unemployed.
Okay. What is your favorite tech brand?
What is my favorite tech brand? Is it kind of silly if I say Apple?
No, not at all. But Nick?
Yeah?
What's your favorite tech brand?
Nintendo.
Okay, interesting. iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay, if you were getting a new TV, which brand would you choose?
Oh, Samsung.
Ooh, LG.
Interesting.
Or life is good.
That's the slogan for LG, but if you were getting a new computer, Windows or Mac?
Mac.
What's Windows?
Windows or Mac? Just Windows or Mac?
Oh, Mac. Windows.
Mac or Windows?
Windows, Mac.
Mac or Windows?
I would pick Mac through the window.
Okay. If you were buying a speaker, which brand of speaker would you choose?
Sonos.
Bosey.
Okay. If you were buying a new fridge and you wanted a smart fridge, which brand?
Well, fridge, I would always choose a Bosch. Hands down, Bosch.
Frigidaire.
Okay. If you were getting a device for your child, like an iPad, a phone, whatever, which brand would it be?
I mean, I guess I would probably get them something Apple, like an iPhone or an iPad.
Nintendo.
That's not an option. Pick a different one.
Windows.
You mean Microsoft?
What?
I mean Microsoft.
Okay, old school. Microsoft was devices were a complete failure except for their computers. But next question: if you had an option to go full on smart or stay no smart, what would you be like smart? Like if you wanted your phone to be like your house to be like full smart lights, smart plugs, smart TVs, smart fridges, smart ovens, and you could control them from your phone and make like automations and like motion sensors. So when you exit a room, the lights turn off, the lights turn on, all that stuff.
So I think to an extent, I would like most of my home to be smart, but there is something about like just doing things yourself that I appreciate sometimes. And I also feel like sometimes a lot of that stuff doesn't work like you want it to work. And it'll mess up because technology is not perfect. So I'm a little in the middle on that question.
Okay.
I don't like anything smart except my wife.
Okay, interesting question. Answer. Excuse me.
You're excused.
If you were traveling via plane, which airlines would you choose?
Southwest.
Can you repeat the question?
If you were going on a trip via plane, which airlines would you choose?
Spirit.
Okay. Cheap, but if you were buying a new phone, which phone would you get?
An iPhone.
Microsoft.
Okay, old school again, and a complete failure. But if you were into like gaming, which console would you get? Like PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, all those stuff.
Probably an Xbox.
PlayStation.
Nice.
Do they still have Oregon Trail?
I think they do have Oregon Trail. Like, yeah. Bam. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't forget to tell the viewers that we're broadcast from St. Louis.
Oh, yes, we are. I think they know that.
Oh,
I did a podcast episode with news. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to St. Louis. We're going to do an interview there. So I think they know that.
You can find me in St. Louis.
Okay. No, if you were gonna switch to Android, which Android would you get?
I would never switch to Android.
I would switch to Android Microsoft.
Okay, Microsoft is not an Android.
Android Apple?
That's not a thing. There's the...
Does Tutu have an Android?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want Android.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want
Android. Wait, is this... Are these the Androids that fly in the sky?
No, the phone. But, next question. If...
Make it a good one.
If you were to make a business or... Yeah, if you were to make a business, what technology would you buy for this business?
Oh, well, that depends. And running a business, you have to buy a lot of different technology to make the business work. So I can't answer that with one specific thing. It just depends on what the business is.
I can answer with one specific thing. Pizza. Everyone loves pizza.
Okay, not related to this, but do any of you know what Microsoft 365 is?
Yes.
It's when Microsoft is open 365 days a year.
Okay, no. But Lizzie, would you recommend Microsoft 365 to businesses?
I think it has its positives and its negatives. Yes, I would, depending on your business, though. Like the business I'm in marketing, I would not recommend it. But when I was in healthcare, I do feel like Microsoft 365 was okay. I think it just depends on your business. Again.
Okay. We're not going to go to you, Nick, because you have no
idea. I find the business I'm in, it's quite helpful.
Okay. Once again, an interesting answer. But, if there would, do you know what Canva is?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do you recommend Canva Premium to your business?
Yes, we use Canva every day. I'm in it all the time. It's such a great tool, especially it's great for people that are experienced. It's really good introductory too. If you don't know what you're doing, if you want to like make graphics for your business that you're starting, anything like that. It's super intuitive. They have a lot of good online trainings. Canva's great.
Okay. I'm not going to go to you, Nick, because you have no idea what it means, once again, but...
Is it a canvas?
Sort of, like an online canvas.
Is there...
Minus the A?
Is there any technology that you would wish that your business would have?
Tough. Honestly, no. I think that we have a lot of great technology in place already. I think there's always room for improvement, maybe a better, I don't know, a better way to like track incoming sales and new customers. But aside from that, I think we're pretty good from a technology standpoint.
What computers do you use at your business?
We all have MacBooks.
Okay. Do you like MacBooks or like Mac Studios or?
MacBooks.
Okay. Do you know which MacBook you have?
No.
Okay.
It's useless in that department.
If you were getting a soundbar for your TV, which brand would it be?
Sonos.
LG.
Okay. If you were getting a parental control system for your children, which one would you get?
I don't know anything about parental control systems.
I highly recommend the movie Top Gun Maverick to anyone who has not seen it.
Okay. Once again, off topic. But if your children had to get headphones as school supplies, which brand would you get?
Oh, I really like Jabra's.
Domino's.
Not a brand, once again, off topic, but next question. If you were to ever get workout equipment, which brand would you get?
Oh, well, again, kind of depends. I would probably get a Peloton. Or for bike, I'd get a Peloton. For rower, I'd get a water rower. Treadmill? I don't know. Maybe a Peloton treadmill as well.
I don't know what workout equipment is.
Okay. Once again, off topic. Well, not off topic, but...
Not off topic. Great topic.
If you were to buy a home or rent a vacation home, which website would you go to?
Probably VRBO.
Homes.com, where we do your homework.
Okay, that's good one, actually.
You get an advertisement from them, right? A plug?
You mean sponsor?
Sponsor.
Well, I'm not sure they
call
do.
Call the guy. Call the famous
Watch
guy.
That. What?
Levy. Jeez. The Levy guy. Oh, we do your homework in the commercials?
Yeah.
Okay,
Oh, yeah, Daniel.
Do you know what the most techiest, like, country is?
I do not know.
Europe.
Okay, it is Japan, do you know what a pod hotel is?
A pod hotel?
Yes.
No.
I think it's a hotel that only serves nothing but K-cups, like the pods of coffee.
Okay, if you could choose going to a restaurant that has robots, would you go to a robot restaurant?
I would go to a robot restaurant, yeah.
I have been to a robot restaurant with you. Remember they brought the tacos to us?
Mexican restaurant. Mexican
Best
cat.
Best dinner I've ever eaten.
Yep. If you were to get a pool, what pool would you choose? Smart pool lights or just normal pool lights?
I would probably just do normal pool lights.
No pool lights. Dark. Darker the better.
Interesting, once again. But if you were getting a car, which car brand would you get?
I mean, I would probably get a Volvo.
Power wheels.
Probably cheap.
Do you know what Tesla is?
Yes.
No. I think it's a band that made a song a long time ago in the 80s.
Okay.
Sun, everywhere with sun.
What? Have you ever been to a mall?
Yes.
Yes.
What's your favorite mall?
West County Mall in St. Louis.
Any mall I can buy from online.
I don't think that exists, but, what's the most techiest mall you've ever been to?
I don't know. I don't think I've been to a really techie mall, to be honest.
The Dayton Mall.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually the end of our interview. Thank you for watching TED Talk.
Woohoo, TED Talk!
Yay! Thanks, AJ, for interviewing me.
You're welcome. Yes, as you have seen, there we do have an intro now. That is the end of our interview. Thank you for watching Tech Talk. Once again, we are making our episodes longer. This time we have 16 minutes. I think that is more. Sorry about that. But thank you for watching Tech Talk. We are making our episodes longer. This is another one of our longest episodes, 16 minutes and 30 seconds. But happy Easter. And, yeah. Thank you for watching. Bye.